Well, hello and welcome back to Put the Lotion in the Basket. I am Patrick.
I'm Anna. We're here in the kitchen on a Monday night, not our usual weekend taping, because this episode, it almost didn't happen.
That's right. It almost didn't happen.
I had a whirlwind bout of COVID in between last week and this week. Didn't feel well for a few days. Was sure that this would mess me up for at least a week, but lo and behold, here I am. I've had no symptoms for more than 24 hours. I've tested negative on 2 tests. It was very quick. So I'm super relieved and so happy that we can do this.
Oh, me too. So you think you just had a weak COVID, or have you got a very strong immune system?
Who knows? I mean, I've gotten all the shots and the boosters. I'm sure that helped. I mean, maybe it's just a weaker strain going around. I think I've heard that most viruses mutate as they make the rounds and they do become less powerful. So maybe that had something to do with it. And then, of course, you know, my superior immune system, obviously.
Yeah. Because this is a podcast about skincare, I've just Googled, is COVID bad for your skin?
Oh, I Googled it because already I'm one step ahead, because I did actually break out last week and I had this giant zit, which is thankfully now pretty much gone, but it was right over my lip blame COVID.
The COVID zit.
Yeah. And I guess what I found was, like, the answer seems to be maybe it does cause a lot of inflammation in your body and it can sometimes cause skin issues, but it's not super definitive.
Mild to severe COVID-19 symptoms can include a flat rash covered with small bumps, discolored areas on the fingers and toes.
Well, who cares about
who
that?
Who cares? Hello, wear gloves. I'm just talking about the face.
Yeah.
Okay, well, your face looks great.
Thank you.
I don't see a zit. There's not a zit in sight.
Thank you.
Your skin's looking good, actually. I mean, it always does. But, like, considering you've been... you know, allegedly unwell with COVID, you look great.
Well, thank you. And actually, I have a slightly new routine. So,
Oh, okay. Is that the first thing on the menu?
Yeah. We should talk about it real quick.
Let's talk about that. And then I want to talk about my routine since the last time we spoke.
Excellent. Okay. So still for daytime doing the Dr. Dennis Gross vitamin C serum. I really like it. It's a vitamin C lactic acid serum. I've been using it for a while and I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I like it. So I'm sticking with it. I have been topping that lately with a moisturizer that I got a free sample of, but I might have to actually purchase it when the sample runs out because I'm really liking it. It's the Peter Thomas Roth Water Drench Moisturizer. So remember those eye patches?
Yes, they are the Water Drench eye patches.
Yes, and you did them on this podcast live.
Oh,
and we
they were so
talked
good.
About yeah, how much they worked. They really worked. Well, this is just the moisturizer version of that, and it's really nice. It's very fluffy and light, and I like it. So I put it on top, let it sink in.
What's the key ingredient? Mm-hmm.
Hyaluronic acid.
Well, I would expect nothing less from Peter Thomas Roth.
Which I will quickly say, slight mea culpa. I really talked up that we're going to have this chemist on the show who's going to talk about his work on hyaluronic acid. I should not make promises that involve committing other people's time for specific dates, because we don't have that conversation this week, but I think it will happen.
We
made contact. I think I gave an update last week where he had responded but said he lost his voice, and then this week I followed up but I got a bounce back saying that he's out of town traveling. So I didn't know that would happen. I thought we could maybe speak before this taping, but I'm still on it. We're gonna talk anyway. So more to come on hyaluronic acid.
Fantastic.
So then I've been topping that with my sun protection has been the Neutrogena face shield that I brought last week.
Yes, which we talked about.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot, so I won't belabor it. Oh, doggies in the background. That's fine.
Excuse the dogs.
But
we'll just keep going.
I just wanted something long-lasting that was waterproof and sweatproof that I wouldn't have to reapply through the day. And I was just tired of trying to find the perfect mineral formula. And then I have been topping all that with slight dots of a concealer that I really like. Instead of like an all-over kind of makeup, it is this brand called Huda, H-U-D-A. You can get it at Sephora.
H-U-D-A.
And they have a product called Glowish. And
okay.
I really like it. It's just a little tube and you can like dot it on little uneven areas of your skin and rub it in. And they have a lot of shades. So you know my ongoing issue with finding the right shade of tinted moisturizer. Oh. So I think this solved the problem. So I'm happy with this regimen right now. And it sounds complicated, but it doesn't really take that long. I put each thing on, wait a minute or two while I brush my teeth and do other things, and then I'm ready to go.
Well, it's working.
Thank you.
That's all I can say. I've got a good update. Last week, you gifted me the Goop Youth Boost Peptide Serum. I effing love it.
Yeah, your skin looks good.
Do you know what? Let me just looking at my face. My face, I'm tired, okay? So, like, your skin always looks a little bit...
By the way, if you hear panting in the background, that is a dog. It's not me.
Dogs, there's a lot going on.
It's not me.
I look that good that Anna's panting. My skin looks better when I've had 8 hours sleep in the morning and I've, you know, slept, blah, blah, blah. There is something about this serum that I can feel working on my face right after I put it on. It's just the entire experience from putting it, squeezing it onto my fingers to gently rubbing it into my face. It's just a joy.
I love that.
I don't know exactly what's in it. I know there's peptides in it. I know there's all kinds of stuff in it, but my skin just loves it. It drinks it right in. So I'm just really, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And kudos to GP and Dr. Julius Few.
She's just, you know, she's opened a restaurant, a Goop restaurant.
What?
In Los Angeles. I know it's skin podcast, but it's a skin brand and they've opened up a restaurant.
Wow.
And I just want to get a smoothie from there.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I really do. So, yeah, so really pleased with that. I'm still using my Korean stuff. That's agreeing with my face as well. And the other thing you gifted me, the Korean SPF 50 fluid.
Yes, the Round Lab Birch sunscreen.
Yes, that's it. Because I know you said you think you might have a bit of an issue with Birch. Birch loves me, it would appear.
Good.
So, yeah, I'm actually really pleased with the routine and... Once I've had Botox, I really won't have too much to complain about.
Yeah, well, you look great now. I mean, once you have Botox, you're going to look
A++. Like a fetus. I can't wait. okay, so that's my skin update. Now, I've got a confession. It's been a really long day. So with that in mind, I haven't done as much research as I would usually do for an episode. But I have a feeling I can just see a twinkle in your eye that you've got a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to play the role of listener, which is important. It's a podcast.
Yes.
An audio medium. And I will ask questions.
Wonderful. Well, I do have a slate here.
Amazing.
And today's theme is supplements. We haven't talked much about this, about pills and chewables and all sorts of things you can eat or swallow to allegedly make your skin better.
Yeah, to moisturize from the inside out.
Exactly.
Allegedly. Because already I gotta say, when it comes to supplements, I am not on board, but I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, well, as a first, just overall thing, it's a very weird world. And I think that as a consumer, you do have to be really careful with it, because one thing I learned this week is that supplements are not regulated by the FDA. So who even knows what's in them? And they make all sorts of claims, and they all have the same little disclaimer, all these different supplement brands that say this statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
And it's a little concerning. So that's a kind of catch-all caveat for this. But this actually started with an Instagram ad. So my interest in diving into this for this week started with an Instagram ad that a friend of mine, a dear friend and listener, sent to me for a supplement called Ritual Hyacera. It's a brand that makes different kinds of supplements, pills. I guess they're called Ritual, but their Hyacera pills have hyaluronic acid in them. And you're supposed to consume it. So we've heard about hyaluronic acid as a topical ingredient, but this is a pill form.
Okay, I've just Googled it. It's retails at $59.99. Yeah, not cheap.
Not cheap. So my friend sent me this Instagram ad, and here's why it caught her eye. And so here's the first thing that I looked into. The ad said, in a clinical trial over 90 days, Hyacera led to a 356% reduction in crow's feet wrinkles.
Oh, please, just stop there. Stop right there.
So,
353%.
356%.
56%.
So, yeah. I'm no mathematician, but does that make any sense to you?
No. It's so, like, the your best bet is 100%, which would be no more crow's feet.
Yeah.
So 350, I mean, I'd be amazed if you had eyes left.
You would have negative crow's feet, I guess.
Yeah, you'd have... The crow's feet would just be turned the other way around.
That's exactly what I was imagining. I was imagining someone with long lines of almost scar tissue radiating out from their eyes.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, how do you have negative crow's feet? Maybe they meant a reduction of a third. Like perhaps they meant it reduced by a factor of three. That's my best bet, and this is either just bad math or bad copywriting or both.
So was this on the Instagram or was it on the packaging?
It was on their Instagram ad. So it was a photo of the pill and it had this claim. So that was the first thing that raised my eyebrows. But although I did wonder, okay, so either they have some copywriters who are not good at math, or maybe, then I thought maybe they did this on purpose. Because the ad is designed to weed out people who think critically and is designed to attract people who maybe are more susceptible to marketing claims and might have more of a placebo effect from this pill and put, you know, then be more prone to continue their subscription and say that it's amazing and all that.
Like the scammers, because you get a scam email from Amazon and they spell one word wrong and they do it on purpose, you think it's because they're... English isn't their first language, but they do it on purpose. So if you don't spot it, then you're more psychologically inclined. So yeah.
That's what I was
thinking.
Makes
sense.
Either that or someone is not good at math.
Or someone's really dumb.
Someone didn't take statistics.
I mean, that is dumb. I mean, anyone. I mean, I'm no statistician, you know, believe me. But even I can work out that I smell a rat.
Absolutely. And it's kind of a shame because... For someone like me who's open to supplements as possible skincare, this turns me off from the brand because it makes it feel snake oily to have an ad like that.
For sure.
However, I did go onto their website and I did look into the question of whether taking hyaluronic acid as a supplement can improve your skin. And surprisingly, there is real science suggesting that in fact it can have a positive impact on your skin. I found an article on the Cleveland Clinic website. I found a link online to a real scientific study about this. There have been a number of them, and it seems like there is evidence that when you consume hyaluronic acid, it is absorbed in your digestive tract and it can help with not only skin appearance, but also things like joint issues and knee pain. And that was really interesting because I would have guessed that this is just complete BS. I would have put it in the same category as collagen supplements.
Yes, which, you know, they were really big about 15 years ago. All the celebs were taking them. And then some doctor was like, hang on a minute, just stop.
Yeah.
They do nothing. You just pee them out. So, you know.
Exactly. Actually, my favorite dermatologist, Dr. Dennis Gross, did a social media post about this kind of recently where he debunked the whole collagen thing and said that when you eat it, it's really just a protein like any other protein.
Yeah.
So it just gets digested and broken down by your body into amino acids like every other protein.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay preserved whole as collagen that then becomes collagen in your skin. It just gets digested and it has nothing to do with collagen production. So I would have thought that hyaluronic acid is the same, but according to the science, it's not. It actually maybe can be good for your skin.
Yeah, I mean, great if it is, but is it as good as topically applying it to your face?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, when we look at all these questions like this, it does seem like it's hard to look at it in the context of everything else you can do for your skin, you know?
Yeah, it's like, here's the thing. We're already overwhelmed with stuff to put on our face. I don't need a whole another shelf of stuff to consume and put in my body that's going to have an effect on my face. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm just sorry, I'm on the website. I'm looking at that. They've got before and afters. Sorry.
Oh, I saw those. Oh, and yeah. No problem. Dog wrangling.
You know, the dog feet, sorry. The crow's feet situation. I'm not seeing dramatically different pictures, which I mean, I credit them for being transparent and honest, but I'm afraid it's a no from me.
I looked at those too, and they're pretty subtle, the before and afters.
Very subtle. Yeah. Like, I mean, photo finish. I don't want to rain on your Hyaluronic parade either. So what are you going to do?
Already ordered some supplements, but not from this company. So I then went around looking for other places that sell these supplements, and it was really hard to find any kind of legitimate roundup of the best hyaluronic acid supplements, because everything on that topic is a sponsored article. Of course.
For sure. The first 10 are.
Yeah. But from what I gleaned, reading the science-y stuff about this, most of the studies where this is shown to have some effect on skin, people are consuming 100 to 220 milligrams of hyaluronic acid about a day, which is not that much I compared to other vitamins people take. So I was able to look around for supplements in that range that seem like they're getting positive feedback online, although who knows what's paid for and what's not. So I ended up ordering some much less expensive Olly supplements, you know, that brand OLLY. They sell a lot of chewable supplements for sleep and stress and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You can find them at CVS and stuff like that. So I ordered a couple of bottles of that for, they were $10 each or $12 each.
Yeah, I will.
So I'll try it. And then we'll see how it goes. I will report back. It could probably take a month or so to work.
You know, the thing is, the skincare industry is like a multi-billion dollar machine. And I just feel like so much money is pumped into research as to what really works and what consumers want. And it's just giving me fad, you know? And like, I appreciate and respect that you've done some research and that you found out that actually it might be true. But how true?
That's the thing. Yeah, it's hard not to think all this stuff is really marginal. But in the interest of this podcast, I am sacrificing my body to science. And I'm I will so be brave. Chewing up Olly berry flavored, whatever they are, gummy hyaluronic acid supplements for the next couple months and reporting back. I don't take any other supplements, so hopefully this won't kill me or anything. I used to take a multivitamin, but then I read somewhere it's really unnecessary, so I don't even take that anymore.
I just think the whole pill popping thing, I mean, unless it's like prescription medicine, like just, you know, vitamins in a pill, just get it from a smoothie or something, or just from, you know, from the source.
Yeah. Well, and this whole lack of regulation around them. And I agree. I mean, generally, I think that every quack doctor that you could think of is hawking some supplement. Yeah. And there's so many questionable things on that market. It's hard to even know what you're getting. So I am wary of supplements too, but willing to try this hyaluronic acid thing.
And I respect you. And here's the thing. If you were here now talking about injectable hyaluronic acid, I'd be like, oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, that sounds so good. Injecting hyaluronic. I would, you know, if it's in a syringe, I'm interested. But if it's in a capsule, I'm not.
Yeah. It's partly because we all know deep down that if there were a pill that could really make a noticeable difference in your skin or your aging, then
we'd be overdosing.
However, speaking of that, did you see this article in the Washington Post this last week about rapamycin?
No.
This was super interesting and very much up our alley. So this is more about general anti-aging, but I assume if you're able to accomplish slowing down your biological clock or reversing it, perhaps, that it would show up on your skin. So I think this is still fodder for our podcast.
So this is a pill that turns back the clock.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right? So we were just saying,
you should have led with this.
I know. If this existed, we would already know about it. Well, it kind of does. Although it's a little, the science is still not completely settled on it. And that was part of what the article was about. But so rapamycin is this drug that was developed for transplant patients. So I'm just looking now at the Washington Post article, so don't get this wrong. Okay, it's a drug for transplant patients. I guess after you get a kidney transplant or something, they give you a lot of medicines for various reasons, including to make sure your body doesn't reject the new organ. So it was developed for one thing, but like a lot of drugs, this is how a lot of drugs are developed. I don't think it's unusual. People have since discovered that it also has this other effect, which seems to be possibly anti-aging. It's considered a longevity drug now, but it's an off-label use. The Food and Drug Administration has not approved it as a life-extending drug, and according to this Washington Post article, probably never will, because they don't consider aging to be a disease. So they're kind of like, why would we weigh in on this at all? It's also a generic drug, so there's not a lot of financial incentive to do clinical trials with it. However, there is this whole cottage industry of businesses and sellers that are selling it to consumers as an anti-aging drug.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know who talked about this? A long time ago, we had our wonderful guest, Anna David, on the podcast.
Yes, love Anna.
She shared her crazy Morpheus 8 journey. And she mentioned either that she took rapamycin or people in her family took rapamycin. And at the time, I'd never heard of it. And I think I cut that part of the podcast out later because I thought, I don't know anything about this. We shouldn't be promoting this drug if we don't know anything about it. This might be dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, now the Washington Post has written about it, so I feel like it's fair game.
It's fine.
As usual, I'm going to struggle to explain how this works. I read these sciencey things, and then it's kind of hard to just sum them up. But
yeah, it is. It's very sciencey.
The way the Washington Post puts it, I'm just going to read from the article. Researchers have found that rapamycin can modify a kind of cellular communication system that gives cells certain directions to grow when the body has plenty of food and to slow down when nutrients are scarce. The drug can dial down the signal to grow, causing cells to clear out accumulated junk and allowing them to run more efficiently. Interesting, right? This is apparently the mechanism that's responsible for its anti-aging effects. And they've recognized these properties from studies that they've done with other animals. So not with humans, but they've seen this effect in worms and mice. And it says in the article, yeast. I don't know how applicable experiments with yeast are to people, but I guess, you know, if you're seeing something happening with cells in yeast, maybe it would happen in the human body. Yeah, so some researchers think that if you take this drug in certain doses, like relatively low doses, that it can increase human lifespan. But there's, of course, some big buts here. No one knows exactly what the perfect dose is, because there have not been clinical trials, and this is a pretty novel use still, I guess, in terms of research timelines of this drug. And then it says in the article, taking certain quantities of rapamycin, so I guess there is a threshold where you can take a not ideal amount of this, and it says that that can lead to side effects like reproductive harm and insulin resistance, as well as making the body more susceptible to infection. Those sound like pretty serious side effects.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
I don't know. But it seems like one of those things where I guess I would try it in 20 or 30 years. There's a guy in the article who's quoted who's in his 60s or his 70s, and he says, well, what am I going to do? Why not? You know, I don't have the time to wait around and see if they're going to do long-term trials of this thing. Might as well just try it. I feel like in my last couple, would likely be my last couple decades of life, I would give this a shot. But I feel like I'm not running to start taking it now.
No. I mean, I guess if a celebrity came out and said, I've been taking this for the last 20 years and
someone who looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, J-Lo.
Yeah. If J-Lo finally admitted that it wasn't J-Lo Glow that was doing this to her face, but it was rapamycin, then we've got the new Botox on our hands.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Then I would, if J-Lo was taking it, then I would definitely take it.
It kind of reminds me of like, you know, the movie. Do you ever see the movie Death Becomes Her with the potion?
Oh, yes.
You know, like Isabella Rossellini's like selling this potion and everyone, it forces the aging process backwards, but no one admits to what it is. Like if this was that, oh my goodness. I mean, I would sell a kidney for it. But
well, I was going to try to make some joke about kidney transplants and this being a drug for transplant patients, but it just fell flat.
It's there. It's there. It's somewhere. It's somewhere. Well, interesting stuff.
Yeah. And here's the part that's super relevant to us. So one of the companies highlighted in this article is called HealthSpan. It describes it in the story as a telehealth service whose main offering is rapamycin. So they sell the supplement form. Full disclosure, the founder of this company is a friend of a friend. So I'm inclined to have a positive impression. But apparently this company not only sells supplements you can take, but they also sell, quote, the only skin cream scientifically proven to reverse skin aging at the molecular level. So they sell a topical rapamycin moisturizer.
Oh, we need to get it in.
I mean,
is it available online?
Yeah. So I'm looking at the website right now. It says they do subscription services. So it's one of those sites where you can, you know, sign on for a monthly subscription. So it says starting at $115 a month, which
is
expensive, reassuringly expensive, as you would say. It's not, you know, it's still less than a SkinCeuticals vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
Although that does last a few months.
I think that lasts longer.
So this
is HealthSpan, right?
HealthSpan. So it says here, topical rapamycin infused with the potent effects of EGCG, no idea what that is the premier skin longevity treatment scientifically proven to address the root cause of skin aging, resulting in skin that not only looks younger, but also feels healthier. And it says it's, it has the consistency of a moisturizer. It sounds exciting, right?
Oh, it sounds great. I mean, I would just love a little rapamycin goodie bag just to arrive at my front door.
Me too. Now, I do have questions. So there's some sciencey stuff on the website here that I haven't fully dived into. Is that the right verb? So forgive me if I'm speaking ignorantly, but what's unclear to me is, so how much more effective would a topical rapamycin cream be than
a pill?
Or I'm thinking of, like, we did a whole segment on this podcast about growth factor serums that are this new craze, right?
Yeah, like with stem cells and things like that in them.
Yes. I don't even remember now what growth factors are, but there's a couple of products that are FDA approved as, these have these positive effects on signs of skin aging. And then there's good old retinol and vitamin A derivatives and, you know, the old tried and true ingredient for stimulating collagen. So how does this compare? You can look online. There are studies showing, we put rapamycin on the back of one hand on a person and not on the other. And then 4 months later, we compared the two hands and, you know, this one looked better. But then how does that compare to these other ingredients that we know about, you know? It's just so hard to tell.
It is. And there's no before and afters on the website. Mm. So that I begin to wonder, you know? But I want to believe in it. I want it to be true. I want a cream that reverses the signs of aging. Doesn't just fill up the lines. It literally turns back time.
Yes.
That's what I want.
It's the dream. And the website looks good. They have little cell kind of diagram illustration thingies that look like when you look in a biology textbook, you know, and you see the drawing of
legit.
A cell and there's things circled. And so, it looks legit. I mean, I wish that I could just buy a one-off tube of this. It looks like, I don't know if you can just buy one bottle of it. You may have to sign up for a subscription plan. I guess you could cancel if you didn't like it, but I don't know. Also, I just wonder how much do any of these things compare with just eating a healthy diet?
Or genetics.
Well, genetics, they probably don't compare at all with genetics. Genetics is probably like 80% at least. 80 to 90% of how your skin ages, I think.
At least. You know, it's like we went to a friend's on Saturday night. It was like a straight couple, and the husband, and I'm not naming names, and I'm not sound like I'm just presuming he doesn't have a good skincare routine, but he's a 52-year-old man. I know he
doesn't. He probably doesn't. No.
Probably uses soap.
Yeah.
It doesn't even use SPF. His skin was perfect. Perfect. I couldn't stop looking at it. And then I was embarrassed to look at my own skin and to think about the amount of hours and the thousands of dollars I've spent on this face. And I looked at him and he probably hasn't thought about his skin ever. And it was just so good. You know when it's just so good?
I do.
And I almost wanted to invite him onto the podcast because his skin was so good. Except maybe that he would actually.
But he would say that he doesn't do anything to it. Yeah, and then we just
and
be
he would
sad.
Be so awkward. And the idea of a skincare podcast to him is probably like his worst nightmare. But his face was just so good. And it's just you've got to put it down to jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to stop me from doing everything I do.
Even if genetics are 90% of it or whatever, 10%, that's still 10%. A big margin.
Exactly.
And we've seen those studies that they've done with identical twins where one smokes and never wears sunscreen.
And they look like an ogre.
Yes.
And the other one looks like a newborn child.
Totally. So we know that lifestyle and sun exposure and all of that definitely make a difference. I just don't know. I just want to know with all these things, how much of a difference is this going to make? Yeah. I'm going to try these hyaluronic acid supplements. I don't want to start taking a rapamycin supplement at the same time. I don't know. It just feels like too many pills, but I totally would try the rapamycin cream. So I'm going to investigate if I can just get one bottle of it maybe.
Yeah. The thing is you need a buzz. I need to go online or go on Reddit and see people talking about something. It's what happened with tretinoin, even though I don't believe in tretinoin. But like, it's what happened with, let me think of a better example, SkinCeuticals, vitamin C and ferulic. It became this cult product that everyone was losing their minds over because it was actually doing something good to their face.
Totally.
Imagine that. So like, that's what this needs. That's what is it? Rapamycin.
Rapamycin. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. Yeah.
Yeah. And we need a buzz. We need people to stop talking on corners about it. And until then, I'm afraid I'm out.
A TikToker. Well, I'll try it. I'll invest, or at least I'll look into it. If it's not going to break the bank, if I can just buy a bottle, start small, I'm going to look into it. I will report back on the hyaluronic acid supplements because those are pretty affordable. But yeah, at the end of the day, then I was wondering, well, how does all this compare to just what you eat and how that affects your skin. So then I found a story about a study that was done where some people lowered their biological ages in just 8 weeks by following a very specific diet. Do you want to know what the diet was?
Paleo.
No.
No sugar.
Probably no sugar. It doesn't actually say not veganism. It doesn't say what they eliminated. It says what they included, which I appreciate.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yeah,
me too.
I like
including.
Okay, this is what they had every day. 2 cups of dark leafy greens, 2 cups of cruciferous vegetables.
What's that? A cauliflower?
Like, yeah, broccoli, cauliflower.
Okay, yeah.
3 cups of colorful vegetables. So I think that means peppers and, brightly colored things. 1/4 cup of pumpkin seeds, 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds, 1 to 2 beets, 3 3-ounce servings of liver or liver supplements per week.
Oh.
And 1 serving of egg 5 to 10 times per week. Okay. They were also asked to eat 2 servings daily of foods that support DNA methylation. A process that controls gene expression. I probably butchered that pronunciation. Examples include 1/2 cup of berries, 2 medium garlic cloves, 2 cups of green tea, 3 cups of oolong tea, 1/2 teaspoon of rosemary, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. And they were asked to make the following lifestyle adaptations. Take 2 probiotic capsules a day, 2 servings of greens powder, drink 8 cups of water a day, exercise at least 30 minutes, practice breathing exercises twice, sleep at least 7 hours, fast 12 hours after their last meal of the day.
Oh, God. I mean, just kill me. Just kill me. That is just sounds so dull.
It says, so I guess it was women in this study. It does say here that none of the women completed all the tasks all days.
Good.
And it says that's okay. Improvements in biological age were seen among women who adhered to the program an average of 82% of the time. So.
Oh, okay. So a little room for a cupcake or something.
I know. It does sound like a drag. Although, you know what? Honestly, it is not as extreme to me as a lot of the fatty diets that get, you know, promoted all over the place. Like you mentioned keto before, these things that to me just seem so restrictive. And this is like, basically, okay, a lot of vegetables, great.
Yeah, I mean, it's just eating salads and fruit and a bit of liver and loads of supplements.
Yeah, the liver, I don't know about that. But like some of this, I'm like, I do this. I eat usually a big salad for lunch. That covers a lot of the vegetable requirements here. I usually have berries with my breakfast. I don't know. I exercise. Like I feel like a lot of us are probably, we're relatively healthy or ticking a lot of these boxes as it is.
In this day and age, yeah. And I by no means have a perfect diet, but in the week, I try to keep it to salads and white meat and vegetables and just loads of water, you know, just really just to stave off the calories and the amount of damage I'll do at the weekend when I go wild, especially to St. Patrick's Day. We had Guinness flavored cupcakes, you know. Yeah, so I think in 2024 a lot of us are getting more than our five a day.
Yeah, I think so. So I don't know, I guess to wrap this up, I mean, what I really need to do here, I guess, is just look at a calendar for the year and divide it into segments and be like, okay, I'm gonna spend a few months doing rapamycin cream. I'm going to spend a few months on this diet. I'm going to spend a few months doing hyaluronic acid supplements and see if any of these things make a dramatic difference in my appearance in the time that I give them and how they compare to each other. It sounds exhausting, but I think this is maybe what I need to try.
Yeah, and I will support you from the sidelines.
And I'll take photos. All right, I'm going to start with the hyaluronic acid supplements because I think that's the easiest, to add a couple of gummies to my routine. So I'm going to take those. I think I need to give them several weeks, if not a few months, to work. But we'll see what happens. We have the whole year.
We do. We've got nothing but time.
Yeah. I mean, it is just... really what I should do is just do all these things at the same time. Just be popping hyaluronic acid and rapamycin and following this diet all the time. And then... I don't know. Yeah. Maybe by next year I'll look like a toddler.
Yeah, but you just won't have a life.
Yeah, let's just do one at a time.
Yeah, I think one at a time. I think I can only handle one of those insane regimens at a time.
Yeah.
But okay, well, this was fun. I'm sorry, my energy was a little bit low today, but I still think we've uncovered some very interesting information.
I think so. I think we have a lot to explore and we've uncovered some interesting stuff. And this whole supplement world is really, it's just another rabbit hole.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. Well, until next time, thanks so much for listening and never leave the house without SPF.
Never, ever. Bye, guys.
Bye.